This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The USFL Gambling Podcast Freedom Cup Reaction Show and Year One Reaction Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their brand new over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. And get this, we just relaunched our merch store where you can get all your favorite SGPN gear. Just go to store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com and let it ride.
Hey, it's Scooby right here, aka Shark Dog, listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive it did.
USFL Gambling Podcast. Yes, we have a final from the Freedom Cup. I'm sorry I'm coming to you late here, but I've been busy. I've been traveling. I got all this stuff going on, but we are back to recap year one and to recap the Freedom Cup that happened in Canton, Ohio on July 3rd. And if you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, my name is Colby Swinging Database Dit, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Oh! They said it couldn't get done, but a year is in the books. A year is in the books. Year one, the first year in the United States Football League since 1986. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for former James Madison defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
Oh yeah.
It is a hard ticket to Hawaii, but guess what? I got a feeling the Birmingham Stallions will be heading to Hawaii because, man, oh man! Look, I had some haters tweeting me saying I never picked the Birmingham Stallions, Patty C, and that is fair. That is fair that I did not. However, I did cover the Stars plus the points covered. And the overhit, which I predicted. So talk to me there, okay? I took a shot on the Stars money line, and if Case Cookies doesn't get injured, I think I might have cashed that thing. I saw Reggie Corbin tweet out that the Stallions are the luckiest team of all time?
Oh man.
That's a Michigan Panther running back there, but the Stallions get it done. 33-30 Patty C, and our boy Shark Dog coming up with the play of the game, a pick six. I mean,
unreal.
I mean, just an unbelievable game, right? What'd you make of it?
Let me tell you what, you were justified in making that pick because what was it? 3 minutes left and Philly still has the lead, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And was it 23-20? And then, Birmingham drives down, gets the touchdown. Credit to them for making it happen. But Cookus goes down right after that. And then boom, Shark Dog takes full advantage, takes the pick six to the house. And it's almost game time at that point. Who was it? Costello.
Yeah, KJ Costello.
KJ Costello comes down and, despite a couple picks in the last few minutes there, does lead a touchdown drive and keeps it kind of interesting. So that was an insane game. You know, start to finish, lead changes back and forth. What more do you want?
Yeah, no, it was an awesome game. You could argue it was the best of the whole USFL season between that and the general stars. And then maybe a regular season game or two. I feel like those were the best four games all year. And wow. I mean, what a game. And shout out to our guy, Skip Holtz, former East Carolina Pirate, getting it done as I crank this song really quick. Sorry, I had to do it selfishly. So I look, but shout out to Skip Holtz. He's the champion now. They can't take that from you.
It's completely appropriate to blast that song right now.
He should have never been fired from Louisiana Tech. And he gets it done. And he did it with both quarterbacks playing. Jamar Smith, 10 of 18, 131 yards, just 55% on a completion percentage there. One touchdown, zero interception. Then Alex Mago, the FIU kid, came in, 7 of 10, 77 yards, a touchdown and a pick. But the big story, I think, was besides Shark Dog, who just had a huge play. First off, how about how Shark Dog does a pick six back to the house, biggest play of the game, and then he vomits on the sideline. Just fantastic. Fantastic.
Straight out of what was that movie with LL Cool J and
Deep Blue Sea? Any Given Sunday?
Deep Blue Sea.
My head is like a shark's fin.
There you go. Any Given Sunday. And they were the sharks. So appropriate. And look, that's kind of the kind of action we were getting in that game. Straight out of a movie. Shark Dog making it. After all that, hype. Delivering.
Yeah.
Delivering when it counted most.
And Bo Scarborough, how about this? 13 rushes, 135 yards and a touchdown. 10.4 yards a rush. Had a 70 yarder.
I was watching that with my bro, and he just goes, that is the slowest running back ever. Apparently, I think he was gassed at that point, but it was still a hell of a run. In fact, he had an amazing, what was that, second quarter there? So
Yeah.
Playing good ball and for your two biggest stars kind of in the league, maybe, or up there, two of the probably 10 biggest stars in the league to really deliver, if not two of the five biggest stars to deliver like that in the championship. What more? I mean, from a rating standpoint, from a viewer, the common fan has to appreciate that.
And Marlon Williams, 7 for 105, Victor Bolton Jr. 6 for 64, both had touchdowns. Both were key players in the game. For the stars, I mean, obviously losing Cookus was everything, 222 yards, three touchdowns, almost 8 yards of completion, zero interceptions, was really getting it done. And they had a backfield that had been bad, banged up. Wide receiver Chris Rowland got some carries. He played his ass off in the game.
Jordan Sewell.
Yeah.
Was a freak, hard to cover, 6'5" with moves and footwork and hands. Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad to see the stars lose this game, but it's been a great story for the city of Birmingham. I know they charted really well, and it was just a great game. It was better than the Super Bowl. I hated the Super Bowl game because the penalties dictated the outcome of it. This one did not.
Yeah.
So I would much rather watch this one than the Super Bowl. But
it's always a bummer when a questionable pass interference call is the difference in the game down at the end of the. We didn't have that. Seemed like a clean game all the way through.
And a defensive touchdown to win the game. I mean, come on. That's awesome.
Beautiful.
That's awesome. So year one is in the books, Pat. You say, well, I guess I'll talk a little bit about the ratings because I know it's just going to be a short episode. We don't have, you know, games to talk about in the future yet. I mean, we do have a year two on its way that is announced. But the USFL ratings were really good. 1.5 million, 1.517 million. To put that in perspective, that was better than Sunday Night Baseball, had 1.2 million. The EPL championship game featuring Liverpool only had 854,000 on NBC, and EPL has a $1 billion media rights deal.
You know what's even more unbelievable about them achieving these ratings? Is there is no coverage on ESPN, which is where so many people get information from about sports. And, you know, it just goes to show that even despite that, it's still higher than most of these sports. So, you know, once this gets established and people get used to going over to Fox to get this product a little more, then, you know, Fox has a serious amount of like development to do to catch up to ESPN. They're obviously working on it, but look, this is a great start for this product.
I agree. And I saw Skip Holtz, you know, I think Dave Smith reported this, that Skip Holtz said this morning that team rosters in 2023 will go from 50 to 75 players. That is that's fantastic news for the USFL and for us that, you know, we love the United States Football League, you know, and really are excited about the future with year two and hopefully many more years to come on. And obviously they're going to be, and that was a good turnout, by the way, for the
oh yeah, packed house, yeah, pretty much. I mean, a couple empty seats toward the, you know, edges of the stands, but I would say 90-95% packed stands.
Well, considering it's year one, considering it's 4th of July weekend, because even myself, I was out of town. Yeah. I didn't watch the game at home. I watched it in a hotel room. So, yeah, I mean, what a game, and what do you make? Well, year one in the books, Stars. Four seasons of USFL football. They've been to four championships, but the Birmingham Stallions get it done. And by the way, I know that Birmingham as a city, first off, I think they might even throw a parade.
I saw something about that too.
But Birmingham definitely, I thought really, I saw the market numbers. That their market, I know, did absolutely fantastic as far as you know, viewership for that game. I want to say, yeah, I got it. Hold on, let me pull it up right now. But yeah, so markets, Birmingham averaged a 10.96 RTG rating, which is really good. Now Philadelphia just did a 0.81. It's okay, it's year one. But New Orleans came in second. So these were the markets that dominated it. Birmingham won by a gigantic margin.
Yeah.
Then New Orleans. Then Albuquerque / Santa Fe, right? Okay. Then Knoxville, then Dallas, then Cleveland, then Kansas City, then Raleigh, Greensboro area, then Columbus, Ohio, and then Newport News, Virginia. That's the tops.
That's kind of all over the country. Obviously, the viewership is going to be highest in Birmingham. This is their only pro team. I think they're the only team in the league that has that situation where this is their only pro team. So, and the fans kind of showed up all year for their team, for Birmingham. Obviously it's a lot to ask the entire town to come out to 10 games, but and every single game. So what is that? Like 20 games total. I don't know. I mean, Birmingham did great this year, and I'm glad, because talk about a city that's going to buy in and help stabilize this product. Every city that you can get to completely buy into your product, the better. You know, yeah. Birmingham is definitely bought in.
Yeah, and football fever is taking over. You know, I know the CFL even charted good on ESPN2 with 183,000 viewers, and with no advertising, that's pretty fucking good. It outdid the A's Mariners baseball game. Football is king. Patty C, though, what do you want to see? Year two. I know, look, we don't have much to talk about here besides what I love this year. I thought it was exactly what we needed for you know, football lovers out there that have long lobbied for spring football, and especially perhaps a market that has kind of gotten, you know, kind of sick of some of the NFL moves. I think I think this is a breath of fresh air, and I think it's got a bright future.
I agree. I mean, like I said, I was watching it with my brother, and I was explaining it to him that, you know, part of what makes this league great is Mike Pereira sitting there willing to pick up a flag, you know, willing to make the move that the NFL won't, you know, and lo and behold, 2 minutes into watching it, there's a controversial call, boom, picks up the flag. And he was like, all right, I'm in. So it was the first game I made sure he watched the first championship game. So, you know, we're ambassadors to this game. We love what we're seeing.
I love it.
Yeah, you gotta be. And I'm going to say this, that increase from 50 to 75 players, that's a statement about, you know, the financial profitability of the league for Fox. They're 150% increase in terms of paid players there. That's a big investment of money, but the product's going to improve because of that.
Yeah. And I also read, I don't have it handy right now, but I read that, they got a good amount of market, as far as like for commercials, like the ads paid, I want to say it was $70 million for that championship game.
Boom.
Well, it was something in that vicinity. I apologize if I'm slightly off, but I think that's a good start. I think everything's great so far, and I want to see the teams go into their markets. I know there's speculation that they might just be kind of in their markets. We will see. We will have you covered as the season prolongs, and you know, maybe we find out news, and maybe Bo Scarborough ends up on the New York Jets. Maybe we will be here to break it down for you. So don't just ditch us as a podcast here. We will be back. Yes, next year picking all the games, but even in the offseason, with any substantial news, me, Patty C, NC Nick, also some of our other guys. Jay, shout out to Jay Mark. Shout out to Adam Pelletier. We will all be here to break down, you know, what is going on with the United States Football League and the future of the USFL. But yeah, I'm really excited. I know they're talking expansion in 2 years, which, you know, I'm sitting here waiting. I know, I think you are too.
Of course, to
grasp, you know, the Washington Federals. I would get some tickets over there on the East Coast. I would also, you know, now that I live here on the West, I would get some perhaps LA Express if they come back. And we're rooting for some other franchises to come back, but yes, spring football is here to stay. I'm excited about it. And,
we're going to see what happens with this XFL battle, because this is going to be kind of an interesting, competition we got going on here. And that I'm glad we had a successful year one, but this is going to be compelling as well.
Competition is good. Yes. What's more American than competition? And look, I will be loving watching the XFL, I'm sure, but I my heart is with the USFL to take down. I'm team USFL over team XFL.
Because the first iteration of the XFL was trash. The second one was great. We went to a game. We had fun.
Liked it, but they don't have a real kickoff. I'm hoping that they announce that they bring that back, because I thought the USFL got it right with the kickoff.
Yeah. I feel like the vibe of the USFL was correct. You know, bring it back to, you know, real football that we grew up with, and
no gimmicks. You don't need to do all this gimmick shit. Yeah,
some innovations, you know, like the little like drones was kind of fun. You know, it takes away a little bit from, you know, I guess the NFL feel, where it's completely authentic. But that's a little bit of a gimmick, but it was still fun. But overall, the game itself is authentic, so I like that. Whereas the XFL, the game is kind of gimmicky, and you know, with The Rock handling that, it makes me nervous.
It does make me nervous, but I'm hoping, I'm optimistic. I mean, first off, like I said, USFL is number one in my heart, but we have long lobbied for years. Me, NC Nick, Patty C, that, hey, football year round works. So, I mean, I'll be tuning in to the rest of the CFL season. Subscribe to the CFL Gambling Podcast too. Rod Villa Gomez, CFL Jim, handle that. And I'll be tuning in to the MLFB with Jerry Glanville, our boy, friend of the program. I know he's coaching over there. And obviously we're college football junkies, so subscribe to the College Football Experience. We watch all, I mean, shit, D2, D3, FCS, D1. We got you covered on the College Football Experience. Subscribe as we're breaking down all 131 teams over there.
And you know what's really great is this keeps you sharp year round with your football betting. You know,
yes. Yes.
You don't have to like think about, okay, I haven't watched football in what, 8 months. What the hell is happening here? No, you are on top of it. You know what you're looking at, and boom, year round football is here.
There we go. We even got what the ELF. I've been watching a little. Me and Patty C. We're in the studio here at SGPN Studios watching some ELF football.
Frankfurt Galaxy. What's up?
Yeah, we are junkies when it comes to football. We got the NFL coming. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're doing all this great stuff, NFL futures, stuff like that. If that's your cup of tea, fantasy football. We have the Fantasy Football Gambling Podcast. So check all that stuff out. And still, folks, go look. The year's done. Please get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review if you ever dug our show. If you do that, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD or at USFL Gambling. Show me that, we'll send you out a t-shirt. So we would really appreciate that. Obviously, we're trying to spread the word and grow this thing, just much like the USFL. So, you know, what's it? You scratch my back, I scratch yours, some shit like that, Patty C, right?
That's right. That's right. You guys give us the review. We send you the shirt. Hey, life is good.
Yes. And look, once they announce where they'll be playing, you better believe they'll be podcast. We just because it's July, we're not going completely dark. If news comes out, we will have you covered here. And yeah, football year round. It's coming soon. Also, subscribe to get the SGPN app. The merch store is going. Brand new merch store. We have a lot of great podcasts over there. I know we're still in the middle of the Major League Baseball season. Subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast. Me, Patty C, and NC Nick also host the College Basketball Experience. I also think, you know, we'll be out there on other shows too. So check out all that good stuff. Zed Run. Shout out to my guy Scott Bowser, who's doing that podcast. Go check that out. Check out all of the great platform. I mean, I'm drawing a blank. I mean, soccer World Cup's coming. Soccer gambling podcast, MMA gambling podcast. We got you covered. All this good stuff. So check us out. Patty C's on Twitter at @PattyC831. Once again, I'm on Twitter at @TheColbyD, and the USFL Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at USFL Gambling. Thanks for rocking with us all year. Also, NC Nick is on Twitter at @NC_NICK, and the Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. So I'm going to go out before, well, let's go out with a bang, man. Let's go out with a banger. All
one
right.
More time.
Yeah. So look, till next season or the news is coming out, we're signing off, but let's keep on rocking. We're going to cut this. This is a year round thing. This isn't a seasonal thing. All right, folks, this is the USFL Gambling Podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. We can really ride and shoot. And the whole team's good.